623-1320 WILS. So today, 11 or Jewish community centers across the country, 11 states actually being threatened with being bombed, including one in Ann Arbor, where a male caller called in, said there was a bomb in a backpack that was going to detonate. They had to evacuate the whole place. This, along with Jewish cemeteries, now being defaced. Heidi Budai is with us. She's the director of the Anti-Defamation League Michigan Region. Heidi, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
How serious are these threats so far, would you say?
So we've been very lucky so far in that none of the threats have been real. And thankfully, there's been no one hurt, no one injured. There have been no actual devices in any of the about 90 threats that we've had since the beginning of the year across the country.
And how is this compared to a typical year of threats against Jewish establishments?
There's actually no comparison in recent memory at all. This is unprecedented. We are dealing with almost daily or weekly issues that are coming up. In addition to the threats that we're having, there are incidents that are happening in schools, on school buses, in public places such as stores and restaurants.
What kinds of incidents? What's happening?
So what's happening is people feel empowered for some reason to use hate speech. Anything from on a school bus, children saying, kill the Jews, or all the Jews need to go back to Auschwitz, to kids on school buses saying to Asian youth, go back to where you came from. It's what I consider to be trickle-down hate.
Where's it trickling down from?
I believe that it must be trickling down from either children are hearing this in their homes, on their social media feeds, or even sometimes in our own political discourse.
So far, I mean, we've seen threats. What is your feeling? Where is this all going right now?
You know, that's such an excellent question, and I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you where this is going. I can tell you that what's happening is that a lot of lives and a lot of businesses are being disrupted by this. It costs a lot into these Jewish communities to provide the kind of security that's needed, especially in times like these. It's creating fear in our community, and we feel like we're being targeted.
Well, other than being fearful, though, is there any proactive steps you think Jewish communities can take to fight against this?
Absolutely. So there are many, many things that can be done. We have suggestions on the ADL website, adl.org. There are also wonderful suggestions on the Department of Homeland Security website, not only on how to keep your institutions safe, whether they're Jewish institutions or other kinds of religious institutions. And we all need to stand up to hate wherever it rears its ugly head.
Do you think that this is an organized, serious attack on Jewish institutions, or just some jokers that have nothing else to do?
Well, really, it remains to be seen, and I certainly hope it's the latter as opposed to the former. I know that the FBI is working very hard here locally in our state and coordinating with the national investigation that is ongoing. I feel that they've made some progress, but it may take quite a while to solve this.
When you look at specifically hatred towards Jews here in the U.S., where is it based out of? Is it this Islamist kind of hatred, or is it a white supremacist? Where is it coming from?
Well, it's a really good question, and it's coming from, unfortunately, it's coming from all kinds of directions. There is anti-Israel-based anti-Semitism, and sometimes that originates in the Islamic community. There's also hatred coming from the far left, and there's also hatred coming from the far right,
you
such
said
as white supremacists.
From the far left, that's interesting. Well,
yes.
Where's that coming from exactly?
So that comes from mostly anti-Israel groups and occasionally even groups that consider themselves pro-Palestinian. It's very problematic because here we are in the middle, and it's really coming at us from all sides.
Yeah. We've seen President Trump now beginning to respond more regularly to these, especially the cemetery desecrations, the Jewish cemetery desecrations. What do you think of the president's response so far?
I think that I really commend him for coming forward and saying what he said, especially his statement that he made when he was at the African American Museum of History in Washington, D.C., where he decried not only the anti-Semitic acts that have been going on around the country, but where he said that hatred and evil need to be fought. So I really commend him for that. What I'd like to see is that followed up with action. Such as a coordinated effort that is led by the White House and the Department of Justice looking into these types of crimes.
Yeah. When you said that we haven't seen a year like this year so far before, not recently at least, beyond just the social media, is there anything happening politically that you think is causing people to be hateful towards Jews?
I think that we saw the beginning of an increase in hate crimes even prior to the election heating up. Mm-hmm. 2015, there was a definite rise in hate crimes throughout the country of all types, and that continued according to our anecdotal evidence in 2016. The statistics are not out yet. I can tell you that from my office alone, from the calls that I get, mm-hmm. we saw a dramatic increase in incidents of all types starting on November 8th. And so whether or not we can blame it on the politicians that are currently in power, I can tell you that certain elements of our society that like to promote hatred feel empowered now in a way that they haven't in decades.
Less than a minute, but in Paris, we've seen situations where Jews are openly attacked there. Even synagogues were telling men not to wear yarmulkes and not to basically show themselves as Jewish in public. Do you imagine that happening here in the U.S.?
I think that we are very, very lucky here in the U.S. that nothing like that is going on. In fact, we haven't seen in this particular state an uptick in violent crime against Jews, although there has been a slight uptick in that throughout the United States. And I hope that we will never, ever get to that point. One thing that I can say is that the government of France is very, very much a partner with the Jewish community in trying to keep that Jewish community safe, which is different than has been in the past. And we are very gratified that at least now we have our White House and our president standing up and saying that they condemn these kinds of acts.
Heidi Boudai, director of the Anti-Defamation League Michigan Region. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you so much.